Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you, and welcome to Islam on Life with me, Tariq Ramadan, broadcasting from London. In today's show, we ask the question, what was Lady Zainab's role in and after the tragedy of Karbala?
Lady Zainab accompanied her brother, Imam Hussein, from throughout his struggle against corruption, oppression and injustice. But her role in Imam Hussein's struggle did not end with the tragedy of Karbala. It carried on as she and the remaining members of her family were taken captives and were driven to Damascus for imprisonment. In today's episode, Islam and Life will discuss what was Lady Zainab's role in and after the tragedy of Karbala.
It's an important question. We talked about what happened in Karbala and Ashura and the very important and of what happened and the role of Imam Hussein. What is also important is to talk about his sister and the women who were around the whole family were struggling, and in which way they were resisting, supporting him first and then resisting oppression and trying to be to carry on the struggle. So it's quite interesting for us not only to speak about the man, it's not only to speak about what happened to Hussein, to Imam Hussein, but also to speak about his family and the women, to draw some lessons for today, but also in which way the women are not going to only to be understood through their role as wife and sisters, but within the society as women. So let us talk about her and her role in supporting her brother in struggling and resisting oppression, and in which way she was dealing with this test coming from God. To answer all these questions, I am joined by Sheikh Hamza Sadakar, an Islamic scholar. Thank you, Sheikh, for being with us. Let us first start with the history and the story itself to get a sense of what happened while Imam Hussein was resisting, and then he was killed. She was with him, she supported him. What exactly happened, and what tradition, and especially the Shia tradition, is telling us about that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The thing that we need to understand first is that the Imam, from the beginning of his movement, which was not really a movement to go and fight and to be killed, the movement was a revolution. It was supposed to have an impact throughout the Muslim world. He insisted from the beginning that women, his sisters, his family members accompany him, and not only grown men, even the children. He insisted that as a family, together they have this uprising against oppression and not be silent about it. The women were not forced into this, they wanted to join. I probably don't have much time to discuss the traditions about the conversations that took place and the women wanting to join the Imam, not just the idea of the Imam saying you're coming, and they just...
They were
like
willing to be involved in the process.
They wanted to be.
Yes. But just one point that you raised, which is important before we carry on this discussion, you said he wanted to come with his family, and we have to understand he was not getting the intention, or he was not willing to go to be killed. It was really a revolution and to shake the Muslims,
right,
and to try to do something. But why is it important for us to understand, to get this meaning of he wanted to take his family? Why?
Why is it important to understand that he's taking?
Yes. No. Why the family with him was so important in the whole thought?
We understand that actually, as you in your presentation you were giving, after the brutalities that occurred on the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, we understand that from what happened later on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the first thing is, I wanted to give the impression that Imam Hussein, salamullah alayhi, when he starts this movement, he very wisely makes the decision of taking the women, because he knows that the women that will be willing to accompany him are going to be part of this movement. They're going to play a very important role. The role, now, if we want to talk about all the women that were involved in the whole story of Karbala, I think that's going to take more than one session.
Let's focus on Zainab,
the lady Zainab, salamullah alayha. After the tragedy of Karbala, if it would have been just men coming together and having an uprising, it's interesting to notice where this battle took place. This is not a city. There is no city called Karbala at that time. It's right in the middle of the desert. Okay, two armies come together, a very small number on one side, a very large number on the other side. Very clearly the men are going to be slaughtered. There's no question. That was coming. Everyone knew that was going to happen. If there was nobody else, and it would have been only men, the story would have ended there. There would have been no shake in the Muslim Ummah. The Imam moved from Medina to Mecca and then towards Kufa, and he was stopped and he had the fight. He had the battle and they were killed. If it would have been just men, the story would have ended there. Then the news that spreads about what happened could have been diluted in any way they would want. But the presence of the women that, according to the Muslim culture and the Arab culture, you don't kill women. And that's, I think, human culture. It's humanity. You don't kill women. Now, that's, alhamdulillah, they kept that much humanity in them. They did not kill the women, at least. Mm-hmm. Now, these women that are being taken as captives, they become the messengers to give the news. Now, how they do it is very important to understand the role that she played. It's not just about being women that are carried around as captives and, you know, they just say, this is the family of the Imam, this is the sister of the Imam. No.
But just one thing, because we are already now talking about what happened after, and listening to you, it's as if we have the impression that, in fact, it was important for the woman to be there, because knowing the tradition, the war's tradition, we don't kill women, so they will be the memory of what happened. And it happened, in fact. Yes. But at the same time, what we got from history is that not only they talk and they were telling the story afterward, is that during the test itself, they were there, and she was involved in supporting. So she was supporting. And this is also something which is important, is not, it's to push and to be involved in, we stand for justice. So it's family
definitely.
For justice and not only, because
that's
I think
true.
It's quite important here.
That's very true.
Yes.
Well, again, this idea of, you know, the session being a little limited, if we want to talk about that aspect, we would have to talk about all the women that were there, not only the lady Zainab.
But tell us something of this, because this is also very important.
And the reason why I went to after Karbala and after Ashura was because that's where she plays a key role.
Yes.
Okay. Something that nobody else would have been able to do.
Yes.
It is her share and her part of this. Before that, the men were the key players. The women were support. If it wasn't the support of the women, this wouldn't have happened the way it did. We have like women speaking to their husbands, convincing them to join the Imam. On the battlefield in Karbala, on the day of Ashura, the women being patient, not calling their youth to stay in the tent, but actually giving them energy and telling them, you must go. We have some of the companions came with their wives as well. It's not just the Imam. They came with their wives or with their mothers. And these mothers and wives and sisters would support them and tell them, go fight for the cause. Go fight for your Imam. Go fight for justice. And if you are killed in that way, and I witnessed that, that is a blessing from Allah. So we had that support during that time, but the role that she played after the event of Ashura was she was the key player, along with the other women, but she's the one that spoke out more. Okay, the presence of the other women was important, but the way she handled affairs made the impact that it did, because I was thinking about this. One thing that we have today, all right, is that there's a lot of atrocities around the world. There's a lot of oppression going on, all right? The oppressors, in reality, are not very large in number, all right? If the free-thinking people of the world would know more about this, people that would be willing to stand up to injustice, people that are human enough to do so, then really I don't think things would happen the way they do. This idea of spreading the message of oppression and letting people know is important. But what's even more important than that is that if you can have an impact on the people that created this atrocity, if, let's say, in today's context, okay, if someone is able in the Israeli, the Zionist and the Palestinian conflict that's going on, if somebody would be able to impact the Zionists and make them feel ashamed of what they are doing, that's more of an impact than just letting other people know. What she did was this. She caused the very enemies, the people who participated in the battle, not the commanders, but the others, the foot soldiers, the people that participated, she caused them to feel sad. She caused them to cry. She caused them to feel guilty. She caused fear in their hearts about what they have done. Okay, this is a very important role that she played.
I think that there is something which is important. If we speak about what happened during the battle, and something which is very often we still and once again understand very often when we come back to the Islamic tradition and even with the Prophet, we speak about women supporting the men during the battle, which is not exactly what happened there. And what happened in this story is to be able to say, yes, our family is important. Well, yes, I love you. But there is something which is the love of God. There is something which is justice, and we have to stand up. And to have the woman being able to be vocal for that, and to be able to... So it's not only supporting, it's to be at the forefront of an understanding of Islam. Islam is this as well.
Well, I think I would put it this way, that... I don't believe that we have the same role to play, all right?
Which is not the same role. Yes,
exactly. It's not the same role. It's important to understand. We go on two extremes. Some people want to just eliminate the women factor and say, you know, we don't want, they just housewives, this, that, the other. We hear all of that. There's another extreme that says, okay, you know, anything that men do, women have got to be partaking in that very same practice. I think both are wrong to an extent. A woman is going to be active and responsible as a woman, not as a man. Okay? These are different. The abilities and limitations which both men and women have. Men have limitations, they have abilities. Women have limitations, they have abilities. To understand that if a woman is going to be participating in an uprising against injustice, then she's going to do it as a woman. Okay? Now, the women in Karbala, the support they gave, I think the support that a man gets from his wife or from his mother or sister is an important one. It has a great effect on the person. We hear this. We hear it in the stories that have been related to us in history about men being pushed. We have an instance, one of the companions of the Imam is Zuhayr ibn Qin. He is actually not really willing to join the Imam. He left Mecca early to see what happens to the Imam, but he wasn't really wanting to join the Imam. The Imam sent someone to him to come and visit the Imam, and he is kind of hesitant about going. His wife gets on to him and said, look, the grandson of the Holy Prophet is asking you, and you're not going? You better go and answer his request. So she is the one that supports him and gives him the energy to go and do the right thing. This is important.
Yeah, I think that there are two things that you are saying, in fact. It's to be able to be a woman and a believer at the same time, and to react as a human being, as a believer, and as a woman at the same time, which is quite important. And then what you said about Lady Zainab, which is quite important afterward, is first to be the voice for the voiceless that have been killed. And second is to talk to the people that were the oppressors, and just to do two things, in fact, is to to nurture a sense of guilt in what they are doing, and also to say we are not going to stop, we are not mm-hmm. going to give up on our dignity and our rights. And I think that here it's important to get what you said at the beginning, which is they are not going to kill the women, so the women are going to be the memory of the story. And then not only the memory, but a new narrative about it, which is this is for the future, this is what you did.
Yeah, that's a very important role that she played. I think in order for us to understand this, again going back to the point that you mentioned, the participation of women, there's something that I think comes before being active and taking on a responsibility. And that is being informed, knowing what is going on. Okay, if a woman wants to be active, if the Lady Zainab wanted to be responsible and do something, and she really wasn't informed about her society, she wasn't informed of who Ibn Ziyad is, who Yazid is, for example, who the others are, what they have done, what their history is, what her history is, what her father did, what her brothers have done, what the Holy Prophet has done. If she didn't know this, she wouldn't have been able to do it. Look at the answers that she gives. They try to belittle this family. Okay, if they would have accepted this and they would have been belittled, then the whole message would have been destroyed. She stood up. The story says when they were taken to Kufa, where people know her, and she was taken to the court, it's interesting. She, obviously, the looting that happened in Karbala, they didn't have proper clothing to wear. And she wasn't going to allow that to belittle her. Okay, she didn't like the idea. So what she did, she had some servants. She told them to surround her. So when she enters, she doesn't enter as just a lady that's been belittled and doesn't have proper clothes. No, she's going in with dignity. Then when she sits down, seeing this, and this is a little odd here, walking in this way, you are captives, war captives, prisoners of war, and you're acting like this. It attracts the attention of Ibn Ziyad. He asks her, who is this? Or he just asks, who is this? And with dignity, she doesn't even respond. Who are you to ask me, who am I? She doesn't respond, and she tells the women around her not to respond. Three times he asks that. Then at the end, some of the servants say, this is Zainab, the daughter of Fatima. Okay. She keeps the dignity. Don't think you have belittled us. No, we stand with pride as having fulfilled our responsibility. When Ibn Ziyad speaks to, again in words, try to do that. He says, we praise God that has belittled your brother, has killed your family, and so on and so forth. He says, she says, the Lady Zainab salamullah alayha says, Alhamdulillah alladhi akramana bi Muhammad. She reminds the people, this is the family of the Prophet. We thank Allah, we are honored that the Holy Prophet is from our family. And so on and so forth. She keeps up that spirit instead of being accepting and allowing them to put the family down. She keeps the spirit up high. She speaks.
So, which, by the way, is something which is important as a believer, men and women. It's not only women to do that. It's really whatever is your test, whatever is the way the people are oppressing you, to stand up and to just with dignity face what is said and the way you are treated.
Exactly, and that comes from faith. That really comes. The verse of the Holy Quran says, "Man kana yuridu al-izza fa inna al-izzata lillahi jami'a." Honor and dignity is only belonging to Allah. If we have faith, that faith gives us this ability to be able to stand, even if the numbers are small, even if we're surrounded by people that don't believe. And instead of being passive and feeling the fear, when you stand up, then you see people that are on the other side joining you. This is what happened in Kufa and in
Exactly, Shah. Which is resisting to what is fear with dignity, is just sending back this fear to the people, and this is something which is important. If you had just to summarize what could be draw and extracted from this story for women today, and in which way we have to ponder over this story, what would be the priorities?
I think there's a couple of things that I understand from the story. One is, or two things that come that are behind the scenes. That is, her faith is one thing, which is very important. If we want to stand up to injustices, the element of faith is what is going to give us strength. Another element that's very important, I think, is being informed. about what is going on around us. All right, it's not a good idea to just be careless. And here and there, here a little bit, we hear after 2 weeks what happened in Palestine or what happened in Pakistan or in Afghanistan or wherever else it happens in the world. This is not appropriate. We need to be following it up. We need to be informed of that. And then when the time comes, the strength to stand up, whether we are male or female, this is a responsibility, and we need to do our share in that.
Yes. Thank you so much. I think that through this story, if we start with the end and what you are saying here, which is, once again, something which is important. When we speak about men and women, it's quite important here, and this is what we are trying to say, is also to start with faith and this strength that we are talking about, strength to resist, and to resist with your voice, to resist with your intelligence, is to resist to anything which is a kind of trying to spread fear in your heart, just to imbibe you with this fear. It's just to be able to do this. I think that out of what you are saying right now, is this is something which is important. And there are two things which are important out of the story that we were talking about. The first thing is to be informed, as you said, is to know what is happening. If you are going to be involved in war and politics, you have to know what is happening. And to speak, to know how to speak. This is also something to express yourself. And sometimes the women in the Muslim majority countries, in our communities, they understand the meaning of faith and not always the meaning of being informed and to speak out and to be able to speak for the voiceless. So this is something which is an important point of what you were saying. And the two things that we were stressing in our discussion and what you said, the first one is during the battle, is to be there to support the struggle and to act as a believer and as a woman, not for them to try to be men, but to be there. And this is a community. This is a family and this is a community, to know the respective roles. And the last thing which is important is after the battle, to be the memory. In the name of life, in fact, and in the name of justice, to be the memory and to be also able for the future to be involved in this society and to be involved in the community in the name of God and in the name of justice. So thank you for this, and I think that it is important for us today to come back to this understanding. That's all we have time for. Please let us know your thoughts and views on any of the shows you have seen, and here is the way to contact us.
We'd like to hear your views on today's show, as well as ideas for future programs. You can do this by emailing us at islamandlife@presstv.co.uk. You can also join our Facebook page by searching Islam and Life on Press TV, where you can view past programs, keep up to date on future shows, leave comments, and meet other Islam and Life fans.
Finally, I would like to thank my guest, Sheikh Hamza Sadaqat. Thank you so much for your input today, and I hope to see you next week, inshallah.